Now, we've got soccer royalty on the line, it's fair to say, Joey. We're speaking about great Australian Socceroos before. This man's name is certainly right up the pointy end. Good morning to you, Mark Bosnich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are fantastic. Bozza, the big Socceroos game tonight, of course. Our boys take on South Korea tonight at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. And it's a big game because we're seeing this transition, aren't we? Ange Postecoglou to Graham Arnold. Are you expecting a new look, a new style? How's this team going to play under the new boss?
I'm definitely expecting a little bit of a change of style. If we're going off the past in terms of what Graham's done during his club tenure and comparison to our Ange approach to games, Graham's a little bit more conservative in terms of the way that he plays, which is fine as well because international football, and as we saw in the World Cup, a lot is about that. But in terms of a great change from the actual structure of the side, the way they play, I don't think it'll be too much different. Graham Arnold is very adaptable, so he'll have plan A, plan B, plan C all ready to go. But the most important thing about tonight is basically the second last game, the penultimate game, until we go to our Asian Cup, which is in January. So I think that's a very, very important thing to look at in terms of basically the personnel. Because I believe that tonight you'd probably see about 8 or 9 of the players that will start tonight that will probably be starters in that first game when we go to the Asian Cup in January.
What about, Bozza, the talk about who will captain the Socceroos? Obviously, we know Mile Jednak is retired. There's been some names, Milligan, Sainsbury. Who do you think should be the captain going forward for the Socceroos?
Well, first and foremost, a very good question. But in our sport, it's not as important who the captain is. It's more just basically it's a link in terms of the manager to one of the playing personnel. There's obviously a lot more press things these days than there was in the past. But in terms of on-field, it's nothing like, say, for example, the captain of the cricket team. Me personally, I would go for Trent Sainsbury.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little caveat, I think people ought to know and to realise that Trent is Graham Arnold's son-in-law. I haven't
really
got a problem with that. Yeah, I haven't got a problem with that. But I don't know, there might be a few people who may, but I think that should be made notice to everyone so everyone knows that. But for me, like I said, it's no problem for me. I think he'd be an ideal player to captain the side.
Hey, Bozza, what about the Tim Cahill farewell match, I guess, against Lebanon at ANZ Stadium in Sydney? What sort of emotion is this going to evoke? I mean, well, it's obviously a huge occasion for one of the absolute legends of Australian soccer. You know, do you think the boys will be wanting to honour that occasion?
Yeah, I think they definitely will be. And from a joking perspective, and I emphasise I'm joking here, what type of emotion? Everyone would probably be saying, that's about time, Tim.
True.
Look, he'll get 5 or 10 minutes or so, and it's a wonderful gesture from the FFA, from Graham Arnold and everybody involved. There has been a lot of people saying, oh, why, and all that. Look, we're not talking about anyone. He's our greatest goal scorer and our greatest capped outfield player. So I think it's only right that he deserves, that he's been given that send-off against Lebanon. Like I said, he'll only be on for 5, maximum 10 minutes, so no problem. And of course, the boys will want to give him a good sending off, but the bottom line is if they can't beat Lebanon, they may as well consider pulling out of that Asian Championship.
It's a good point, Bozza, and we know that Timmy Cahill will move on. He's been one of our greatest, and we will ask you in a minute who has been the Socceroos' greatest ever player, but what about the striker situation for Australia? Is that an area that we're lacking that a real elite striker that can take us to the next level, do you think? Because we've got Tommy Durich, but do you think we need someone else?
When you say lacking, it's difficult because Tim is retiring, so he's pretty much taken care of that role for quite some time. And before that, we had arguably the greatest player of all time in Mark Viduka that we've ever had.
Ooh.
You know, Harry Kewell's been there and thereabouts. People like Josh Kennedy. We've had a lot of John Aloisi, a lot of great players that played in that. So I think it's a bit unfair to say lacking. I think what will happen is as well, the fact that Timmy's going to retire, regardless how good Timmy is around the boys, it still would be a little bit of a shadow for some of them and a little bit intimidating when he's there and thereabouts. And I think when you see him retire, I think you'll see a lot of people take up the reins and say, like, listen, I'm the man for this, I can do this. So I think that will provide a wonderful opportunity. And in terms of strikers, it's the hardest position on the pitch. And that's why, with a few exceptions, they're the most well-paid people wherever they are. And it's not easy, especially in international football when you're playing against, elite defenders and teams that generally do get all behind the ball. It's not an easy job at all.
Bozza, I'm playing at the corporate games here in Melbourne later this afternoon, mate. I think I'm going to put a couple in the back of the onion bag, it's fair to say, and I'll play up, play up front. Interesting you said you think Mark Viduka is the greatest Socceroo. We're having that debate before. Is that clear cut, or is, I thought Kuehl maybe?
Well, him and Harry, yeah, him and Harry. And this is no disrespect to anyone else. Yep. And I think Timmy's done the best job out of anyone for Australia.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to mistake that for saying the greatest player. Because he's, and no disrespect to Timmy, but he'd do very well to get in the top five. But Mark Viduka and Harry Kuehl are the players that I played with and were around. By far and away, two of the best players that we've ever produced.
And I thought you were pretty good on and off the pitch too, Bozza. So you brought an all-round game.
I'm a goalkeeper. A different story. And I don't like to embarrass them and say that I was the best.
It's when this big AGM happens on Monday, mate. I want to stick your hand up. I want to see you run Australian soccer and sort out that mess.
Well, I told them I would, but unfortunately they've gone all democratic. Because I said to them, look, I said, if I run it, I said, you know, my first port of call will be to say to the rest of the board, go in the corner and argue with each other. When you agree with me, come back and tell me. I said, but obviously they've gone the other way. They're going to go democratic way, so that's not for me.
Oh, you're an absolute legend, Bozza. We love catching up with you on the Fox Sports, of course, doing a magnificent job. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Dead Set Legends.
Take care, guys.